Well, good morning and welcome to A Vision for You, Big Book Study of Overeaters Anonymous. My name is Nancy C. I'm gratefully recovered this morning in Ann Arbor, Michigan from compulsive overeating. Today is Tuesday, March 11th, and today we're reading from the Big Book. We are on page 83 in the fourth paragraph, beginning with the third sentence, "We will not regret the past," through two sentences ending with, "And we will know peace." And comments will be on those two paragraphs only. Today's readers, and thank everyone for Team Tuesday. In the text is Abby D., reading page 164 is Susan S.H. Our backup today is Vanessa G., and our newcomer greeter for the second hour is Vanita L., and the host for the second hour is Leah H. Thank everyone for their service. The reference number for yesterday, Monday, March 10th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,236. That's 22,236. And the 10 a.m. meeting is 22,237. That's 22,237. Over our OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members, and we are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. In OA's sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I am going to ask Joni C. to please read the 12 steps. Joni.
Good morning. This is Joni C., gratefully recovered but not cured from Minnesota. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for your service.
Thank you, Joni. And reading the 12 traditions is Chris W.
Hi, Chris W. from Nashville, Tennessee, recovering compulsive overeater. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA or OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop overeating. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me serve.
Thank you, Chris W. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read, and we are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. So to share, you're going to press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. And in order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. So today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 83 in the fourth paragraph, beginning with the third sentence, we will not regret the past, through two sentences ending with, and we will know peace. And Abby D., will you please read for us and lead us off?
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Abby D., and I'm a recovered compulsive eater bulimic in Michigan. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. So I love the promises. Before I was in program and really had a relationship with my higher power and was through the steps and sponsoring and doing service, like before all of that, I felt like I couldn't sit in my own skin. Like I had to be somewhere else, and you know, wherever I was, I wanted to be somewhere else. And when I was over at that somewhere other place, like I wanted to be back where I was. Like I was never just content. And I looked for things and people and substances to like always try to find to get me to that place of like peace and comfort. And I never thought I could do it as a completely like sober, abstinent person. And I didn't do it. God did it. But, like, I never thought that I could be there. And today, honestly, like, I don't regret the past. And I can sit at perfect peace and ease. And, you know, even when things are going on in the world that don't necessarily, like, exactly follow my script, which happens a lot, I can still be at peace knowing that, like, God's plan is the right plan and is the best plan. And, you know, a lot of the things that I've gone through in my past, like I can have shame about, like, oh, why did I do that? Or why did that happen to me? Or, you know, why did I make that mistake? And it's all for, like, the greater good. Like, today I can honestly be grateful for my life, like, thinking about where I was in the past. And I can use that past to help others. Like it says in the Big Book, our past is our greatest asset. And some of the most difficult things in my life that I've gone through, I've so much joy when I've been able to like share that with another compulsive eater who is having difficulty getting through the same situation. Like I feel like God gives me these situations to overcome so that I can demonstrate like what God can do through us or through me for others. So I'm grateful to really comprehend the word serenity and peace today. And like comprehend, the word comprehend means like to really understand and not just like say I'm peaceful, but like, you know, when no one else is around and I'm sitting by myself and, you know, it's quiet, like that's the time that I can feel peace, you know, and it's beautiful. So thank you so much, Nancy, for taking the meeting and getting us started here on this beautiful Tuesday, and I hope everyone has a great day.
Hey, thank you, Abby D, for getting us started here. So we are going to open the line for people who want to share on this important topic today. But before we do, let me remind you that we do value everyone's opinion, but we have a big meeting and we would like to respect to get everyone involved. If you have spoken on the last few days, that would be either Monday or Friday of this past week, please step aside and let other people step up to the mic. So who would like to share today?
Nadia E. in
Katie
Toronto.
G. from Boston.
Katie G.
Nadia.
Katie.
Christina J.
Rick.
Paula K.
Erin K., Michigan.
Erin.
Renee
K. Let me tell you who I got. Renee, okay, I missed you. Let me tell you who I got, and I'm sure I missed people. I have Nadia, Katie, Rick, Christina J., Erin, Renee. Who did I miss in that first group?
Hanayeta.
Hanayeta. Anybody else want to join this first group? Can take a couple more names.
Larry K.
All right, Larry. All right, I think I did okay with names, so we're going to start with this list. I've got, except for I didn't get last initials or states, so if you'd give those when you step up. But we have Nadia, followed by Katie G., Rick J., Christina J., Erin K. I guess I didn't do so bad, huh? Renee, Hanayeta, and Larry K. So, Nadia, please share and give us the initial of your last name and where you're calling from.
Yes, good morning, family. It's Nadia E. from Toronto. And thank you so much, Nancy and Team Tuesday, for all your service. I love this. I love, you know, just the reminder of these two little sentences that, you know, stuff happens. Stuff happened in my past. I can't rush things to be better sooner than, you know, it's just, it's time. It's, you know, God's time. And then just knowing peace today, not being, you know, over excited, not being down, just on an even keel, just enjoying life as it is. And yeah, so my dog just came downstairs, time for him to go outside. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Nadia Eve from Toronto. And next up, we have Katie G from Boston. Katie, you have the floor.
Hey, Nancy, thanks for taking the meeting. Good morning, everyone. Katie G recovered in Boston. So I came to the Big Book work because I had been in OA for more than 10 years, and I really wanted to get married. And I remember saying to someone, if anybody knew the things that I had done, that I have done, nobody could ever love me. And I was totally right, because I was living in shame and remorse and guilt And I don't have that today because of these 12 steps. The fifth step promises that I can be alone and at perfect peace and ease. And that is true for me today. I know that every step I've had to take has been the right journey for me, even though it has seemed, it can seem pretty extreme these days. And I'm grateful also not to be there today, but I know that God can use that, and that's that magic me too factor when I can share, especially with another woman, the places that I've gone and the things that I've done. I have such freedom now, and I'm not there today. Thanks be to God. I love this line about comprehending the word serenity and knowing peace. You know, one of the promises that I think is a promise in the book is I can be sober, considerate, and helpful regardless of what anyone says or does. I have a 4 and a 6-year-old, so when they are screaming in my ear, being sober, considerate, and helpful doesn't always come naturally to me. Or, I mean, I feel like I'm a sailboat, right? Like, you know how when you're sailing along and the sails are up and then you get pushed, right? The wind just gusts out and going off course. And thanks be to God today, I can pause. I can do a step 10 because I do comprehend the word serenity, and I do know when I'm being pushed in the wrong direction because somebody isn't, you know, somebody's texting me again and I want them to stop, or my husband is saying this, or my kids aren't obeying me, right? And I can get really off course. But thanks be to God, because of my inventory, well, the God-given inventory that we've been given, I can ask God at once to remove it, discuss it with someone immediately, make a move quickly, throw myself harder into helping others. I know that's not step 10, but I do that, and that gets me back in alignment with God. And the whole point of this program is that I have this hole in my soul that tells me I'm not enough, that fills me up with food or whatever my stuff around it is, and disconnect me. And thanks be to God, I don't have to be there today. I can get back on track at any time.
Gentle reminder.
God. And thanks for that reminder. With that, I pass.
Hey, thanks, Katie G. And next up, we have Rick J. Rick, where are you calling from? Rick, press star 1. Maybe I heard Christina J. Let's move on to Christina J. and I'll come back to Rick next. Christina, you have the floor.
Hey, everyone. Christina J. in North Carolina. Oh, my God. I have done some shit. You know, I have done some stuff in my past, and I've never looked at it as a mistake or a sin in my 2020, you know, backward vision. I've looked at it as my growth and my lessons into coming into who I am today. God was allowing me to use my free will and run amok and be selfish and self-centered and live in fear that I wasn't getting mine, so I was going to get mine, and I rationalized every act there was. And it brought me into places that have turned into gold in my soul. Because as many others have shared this morning, I get to use that for service. I can have compassion and love and patience and non-judgment, which I'm really working on judgment now because I can judge so easily. Because, you know, I have a high and mighty place in my head based on who I am and what my talents are and blah, blah, blah. It's all about me. So I'm just so grateful that I had a past that I don't have to shut the door on or regret. When I first begin to really see it, as you get older, you begin to go, oh, my God, I'm remembering I did that. Oh, my God, it's like chapters in your life that, you know, you're turning the pages and they're gone. And now they're just memories. And they're things that kind of burned in my soul for a while. Like, how could I be that way? But now they're just gold. They're just precious. They're just things I pass out to other people and, you know, little bits of conversation here and there. And doing this 9-step, you know, being able to make amends for some of those things that I did ignorantly. You know, I really want to shut the door on ignorance. That's what I want to shut the door on. I don't want to shut the door on the precious gifts that came from the things I got myself into, because there are gifts there. They turn into compost. And I just got compassion and non-judgment and so many things I got from that. And doing those 9 steps humbled me. I mean, I really did them humbly. I never wanted to have my selfishness involved. But I learned through this program, I discovered those things. Those things came up into my consciousness, all my ways and ways of being. It came into my consciousness, and I wanted to make amends for them. And so I did, and I was freed after those amends. You know, sometimes I'll think about them again, and I'll feel a little bit bad, but then I remember that I had been forgiven, and those things have turned into compost of my soul that I can give to others. So I have peace and serenity around the past. I really do. And there's things that probably will still come up from my past because I buried a lot of things in my memory. But that's all right. God's going to show them to me as they come up. And everyday stuff comes up. You know, I was judging one of my bosses in our meeting the other day, and I felt horrible about it when I got home. You know, and yesterday I was kind of a grump at work because I'm still in deep grief about my mother, and I was dark, and I just was tired, and I was grumpy to my boss.
Mental reminder.
So this is the thing. We can go through life and be aware because this program brings us to a really beautiful awareness that eventually brings us peace and serenity. Thanks. I love all of you, and I pass.
Thank you, Christina J. And next up, we have Aaron K., and then we're going to try to circle back to Rick J. So, Aaron, please tell us where you're calling from.
Good morning, Nancy. It's Aaron K., calling from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Promises, gotta love them. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. There are things that I have shared and talked about on recorded meetings that I thought I would take to my grave, that I thought I would never, ever, ever say out loud to another human being. And I mean, just the dichotomy of that, right? Like that you can go from thinking that this secret I'm going to take to the grave to this is something I'm talking about because, you know, my shame and regret and, you know, denial, delusion, justification, all of that has been removed through the process of the steps. And I mean, to me, that just looking at that fact that I have talked about things I thought I would never share, I mean, that is a miracle. And, you know, the reason I didn't want to talk about those things with anybody was because they didn't jive with who I thought I was or probably who I really wanted to be. And the truth, you know, when I was able to use the inventory, right, and be taken through these steps and be led on this, you know, spiritual awakening, I woke up to who I really was, both good and bad, right? Humility is kind of being able to own yourself clearly, the good and the bad, and realize you can ask for help with the not so great stuff. And then it becomes something that you can talk about as an experience that can then help the next person. Also, like, you know, we will comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace. And a thing that occurred to me about this sentence a while ago is it says we will comprehend and know, not that we will feel serene and peaceful all the time, because I certainly don't, but I've touched that. I know what that is supposed to look like. I know how that feels when it's there, when I'm in that pocket. And when I'm not peaceful and serene, I know that there's something I have to clean up, something I have to take to God and have removed because, yeah. Anyway, thanks for sharing, everybody listening. Thanks, Nancy, for leading us, and I will pass.
Hey, thank you, Aaron K. from Michigan. And I'm going to circle back to Rick J. Were you wanting to talk today? And if not, Renee, it's your turn. All right, Renee A., you have the floor.
Hey, good morning. Renee A., recovered compulsive overeater in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thanks, moderator, for taking the meeting. Appreciate your service. I really, really love these two promises. Well, I mean, let's face it, we all love all of the promises, but I think that both of these, especially the first one, definitely a favorite for me. Before I turned my will and my life over to the care of my higher power, I had a lot of regrets. I didn't let those regrets come up to the surface very often because I didn't know what to do with them. It was difficult for me to figure out how to handle them. And so I just ate to get rid of those. What I love about that first promise that we read today, about not regretting the past and not wanting to shut the door on it, is that promise has turned out to be, and this program and my relationship with my higher power have turned out to be, the antidote to hours and hours of morbid reflection and regret. I don't even remember the last time that I sat down and gave much thought to regretting the past, and here's why. Because my God, the higher power that I serve, is a literal miracle worker, and he can take all of that junk and stuff and manure of my past life and grow flowers out of it. And that is just the kind of power that my higher power has. And so anything that I give to him, even if I've already messed it up, he can somehow, some way, find a way to bring good out of that. And that is so amazing to me. And also, again, just saves me hours and hours of self-pity and, flipping and flopping and wallowing around in my stuff. So, again, just haven't had the need to do that, because that stuff is precious to me today. It is the thing I use every single day to help my sponsees, my clients, the people that I meet. And so in that way, I am very, very grateful for that past experience. I could talk about peace and serenity, but I think I'll just close up with that for now. Just very, very grateful to my higher power and to all of you for being there. Thanks.
Thank you, Renee A. from Oklahoma. Next we have Hanietta from Texas, followed by Larry K., and then we'll take another lineup.
Yes, hi. Could you let Larry go, and then I'll go after him, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Larry, you want to step up to the plate?
Hey, Nancy. Sure, I'll go. This is Larry K., recovered compulsive overeater from Chicago. Thanks for your service, Nancy. Larry, I'm terribly sorry for the promises that have yet to unfold as the result of the steps you have not taken. And so for many years, I came to know very well the protection of distance. I don't know if anyone else can relate to this, of a very narrow, compressed world. And I barely allowed myself to a full-blown emotion, no anger, no joy, nothing in between. My whole life was really an effort to balance on the edge of what felt like an eroding cliff. And recovery continues to change me. And one of the ways that this walk with God has altered my perceptions is to diminish my attachment to a repetitive story of victimhood. Eventually, I found refuge in the idea that suffering is an inextricable aspect of life. It's just part of the human experience. And I found a new willingness to face my fears, not embellish them, not retreat from them, but face them. And this came from this program of recovery. This promise begins to unfold, because it's impossible to be touched by God if we're in absentia. In other words, my higher power can't reach me if I'm not present. I have to show up before these internal monologues can be divinely revealed to me and I can begin to change. Until I allow God to change my internal narrative, I'm going to regret the past. I will be plagued by the distorted stories I tell myself. I will sp- spray you with my irritation. I will spray people who did not hurt me with avoidance. I will splash you with restlessness that comes with judgment. I'm going to hit you over the head with my gavel. You know, a metaphor for something defective could be a cracked mirror. It reflects an image, all right. It's just, it distorts the truth. And, you know, I needed a new story, and God brought that about. And here's the hope that I found in this spiritual program of action. God doesn't need for me to roll out the red carpet. I just need to drop my defenses a bit, just a bit, enough to be open to a new experience. And how am I going to do that? Action, action, action. If I never commit, I'm going to remain adrift in a sea of regret and what might have been, you know. But if I'm open to this, see, a promise is like a seed planted in fertile soil. It's nurtured by trust. It's nurtured by faith. Eventually, what happens is it blossoms into a sturdy tree, and it bears fruit of commitment. I need that commitment. Then the promises begin to unfold. With that, I pass. Thanks, Nancy.
Yeah, well, I'm the second, Larry. Thank you so much. And next we have Hanayeta R. from Texas. Hanayeta, you have the floor.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you. I'm so sorry I had to do that. I'm Hanayeta R. from Texas, and I am a compulsive overeater who is recovered today. I'm in remission. Thank you, God. Thank you, Nancy, for your service, and Abby, thank you for the wonderful start, and all the shares have been wonderful today, as always. But I want to say that I have done so many things in my past that I'm not proud of at all, things that are, you know, against, I guess I would say sin, but, you know, against what I really believe and against God and just awful things. And I have to say that thank you for all of those things, because there isn't anything that I did in my past that I was not able to use to help someone in recovery, you know, by listening to a fifth step and them saying, oh, but this is so bad. And I go, I don't think there's anything that you have done that I haven't done that and worse. And then I give them an example of something. They go, oh, my gosh, that's what I was going to say. Or, oh, yeah, that is worse than what I did or whatever. And I'm so grateful that I can do that and know that it helps another person to know they're not alone. And so that has really caused me to not forget the past, no worth shut the door on it, no, comprehend the word serenity and no peace. Because I can do that, I have this peace in my life today that is just totally wonderful. Even though I get upset, I still get upset, I still get annoyed, I still get, you know, scared sometimes. Right now I have a fear of falling, and I had vertigo, and it's scary, but, you know, I just kept putting one foot in front of the other and holding on to things so that I didn't fall down, because I have peace, because I have a God in my life that is holding me up and doesn't let me fall, even when I could or should or might have. In any situation, physically or sometimes I feel like falling emotionally, that I'm just drowning in my own fear. But then I look and I say, whoa, 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 I have a God in my life today. I can comprehend the word peace. Thank you. I can comprehend the word peace, and I do. And I just want to say thank you for all the newcomers that are here today. I love you. And you're the most important person at the meeting. I can't keep what I have unless I give it away. Thanks, Nancy. I pass.
Thank you, Hanayeta. Thank you for your share. And We're going to take another list of names of people who want to share on this topic. But before I do, want to remind you, if you have not visited the website for A Vision for You, that's www.avision4u.info. You can sign up for the Power of the Big Book, our conference that's coming up in November. How we love listening to people and get so much out of these meetings every morning for an hour. How about 3 days of that? Please take a look at how to sign up and hope to see you in November. And with that, I will take another list of names. Who else wants to share on this topic?
Alexa, Bonnie, Michelle M.
Hold on 1 second. We are on page 83 in the fourth paragraph in the middle of the promises. And I heard Alexis, Bonnie B., and that's it.
That L.
Donna M. Laura, Michelle, Darian, Troy, Donna.
Yvette L.
Yvette.
Terry W.
What was that last one? B.
Jane B.
Jane B. Okay, if you can clear up your voice a little bit by the time you get to talk, that would be great. All right, let's stop there. Let me tell you who I have. And I'm sure I missed somebody, and I apologize. But I have Alexis F., Bonnie B., Laura, Michelle, Darian K., Troy, Donna, Yvette L., Terry W., and Janice B. So if you're not Alexis F., please press star 1 to mute yourself. And Alexis, you have the floor. Alexis?
Yes, I'm sorry. I muted myself. The reason for my share is that I want to reach someone who's really drastically ill and thinks that they can't accomplish anything because of their illness. I struggle with a mood disorder and a divided mind. And when I came here, I got abstinent right away, decades ago. I left the program, gained 60 pounds in 60 days, and started to think I couldn't do it. I was multi-addicted. I was pacifying my mental illness with many different kinds of stimulants, cigarettes, liquor, food. God has touched me, and he's very gentle. He doesn't come with a slap across the face or a kick in the butt. He comes very gently, very easily. And he just makes you feel like you're a piece of cotton. And he relieved me of all my addictions. I really am very neutral to food, very satisfied with what I eat. He's calmed my nervous problem 90% of the way. For anyone who has the grave emotional and mental disorders discussed in Chapter 5, how it works, keep coming back. I came back for decades before I got the kind of abstinence that I have now, from working the steps and the tools. And I can tell you that this program works even in the most drastic of cases. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Alexis F. And next up we have Bonnie B., and she'll be followed by Laura. Bonnie, you have the floor. Where are you calling from, Bonnie?
So much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nancy. Bonnie B. calling from Florida, compulsive overeater. Recovered by the grace of God today. You know, I want to just thank everyone for the previous shares. I'm just going to echo all of it. When I came into program, there were so many things in my trunk, closet, whatever you want to call it. I was determined there's no way anyone would ever find out about those things. And now I view those things as chapters in my book. I don't see them as good. I don't see them as bad. I showed up as best as I could show up back there, doing the best I could do, and it just was what it was. It has given me the gift of knowing that there's a difference between sympathy and empathy. And being able to share with other people in honesty, but not guilt or shame, some of the things that were part of my past, and I say past, not only brought freedom to me, but I do believe brings freedom to other people. Because my experience is that we're not so unique from each other, and many of us have done the same things, and the thing that cut me free was being able to speak out what I've done and have someone else cut me loose and tell me that my past doesn't define my future and connect me and point me back to my Creator. There is a freedom that comes from being able to uncover the things that I covered. And I've heard many times that if you bury something alive, it's still alive. And this program has required that I unbury those things. If we jump forward to page 124, it's one of my favorite paragraphs when I talk with others who are so sad about their past. It says, showing others who suffer how we were given help is the very thing which makes life seem so worthwhile to us now. Cling to the thought that in God's hands, the dark past is the greatest possession you have, the key to life and happiness for others. And I always hone in on the key to life and happiness for others. It's not for me. And everything that, you know, in my opinion was meant for evil in my past, my God has turned into good. Because there's no longer shame connected to any of it. It's just, it's a piece of the puzzle. It doesn't define me at this point. And because of the grace that I have by the God that I love in this beautiful program, I get to live free today. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Bonnie B. And next up we have Laura L., followed by Michelle. Laura, you have the floor.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Good morning, everybody. I'm Laura L. from Connecticut, compulsive eater. I'm very grateful to be on the line today. And thank you for everybody who shared. I've read this and thought this and studied this for many years. And I used to think I would have permanent peace. I thought that, okay, I'm just going to shut the door in the past and I'm going to be, you know, in this nirvana forever. And that's not what it says. And I've never completely shut the door in the past. As people have said, I use it to help others now because, you know, I have, with my higher power's help and with the fellowship and all of you, have learned that, you know, I did the best I could in that situation at that time. And sometimes, yeah, maybe it wasn't the absolute, I mean, I have a lot of shame or used to have a lot of shame just around the ways I treated others, the ways I treated my parents, the way, you know, just, and I was shamed often growing up, very often so by others. So what my higher power and what program has done for me is to be able to use that embarrassing, you know, humiliating or shameful past into ways of good, as was just recently said, into ways of change for me and growth for me and spiritual, a stronger spiritual connection with my higher power and with others, but also in carrying the message and helping others with their shame. And thank goodness and thank God for step 10, because, you know, this past 2 weeks I've made really some huge mistakes that have hurt other people. And if I didn't have my God squad and the 10th step and my 11th step train, I would be at Schitt's Creek literally, and excuse my swearing, but it's, you know, I would be a mess. And So I just thank this program every day. I thank you all, and I thank my higher power for showing me how I can do things differently and not escape into the food or other substances or other ways of denying or numbing that I'm human. I'm not perfect. God takes imperfect people and helps them. I can't remember how that goes now. God helps imperfect people work perfectly or something like that. But we're perfect.
Gentle reminder.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura L. And guys, I took too many people in the lineup. So we have 10 more minutes and we have 7 more people. So if you could go to 2 minutes or under, that would be great. And next up we have Michelle followed by Darian K. Michelle, please share with us and tell us where you're calling from.
Good morning. This is Michelle, recovered in Oklahoma. And my whole life was about changing my past. That's example. I was into other issues and eating, and I had like 6 more credits to graduate from college. But because it didn't look perfect, I thought, I'll just start from scratch. I'll go back to being a freshman and change what happened before. And that pattern of thought really kept me stuck for a long time. And what I'm recognizing about the promises and step work is that I cannot change my past. The only place it lives is in my head. But by working the steps and sharing with others, my perspective of the past changes. And how I experience my past in recovery shifts. And I think that is one of the greatest gifts because, like other people have said, you know, there's things that I would say that I can't even wrap my head around that I did. I took out a septic system with my bulimia. You know, how do you explain that? But I did. I can look at that today, and maybe somebody else has done that. I am not unique, but I have something to share. But the miracle is that while the truth doesn't change, the way I look at it does. And it's that perspective that gives me empathy, not only for the people that I work with, but for myself. And that acceptance and letting go is all part of that working with others. We have to keep it. The only way to keep it is to give it away. And that helps with
mental
it.
Reminder.
You know, may bear witness. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Michelle M. And Darian K. from New Hampshire, you have the floor, followed by Troy.
Oh, good morning, Nancy. Can you hear me all right?
I can.
Okay, great. This is Darian K. I'm in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, but New England. I'm just so grateful I'm actually pulled over because I know I'm going to lose you on a turn that I take. Who does not want serenity and peace? And, you know, that I had no idea that's why I joined this program. I wanted to lose weight and just find a solution to my weight problem. And that was it and not anything else. And I, you know, the longer I'm in program, the more I desire to comprehend the word serenity and no peace. That is for sure. And in this world we live in, and with the changes and the uncertainty of life in so many ways, personally and then in the big picture, you know, those things are really, really important to my psyche and my, you know, my body. I mean, you know, like I want to live a long time, and so I don't want to be stressed and get all kinds of high blood pressure, heart disease, all this kinds of stuff that can come on when you're, you know, when you're feeling stressed. You know, and the ninth step definitely relieves us of the weight on our shoulders. You know, we came in maybe to lose the weight, but the weight on our shoulders can be sometimes thousands of pounds. And and being able to not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it, and then know peace and serenity as a result. It's just such a gift that I hold really precious and close to my heart. So for anybody that's new out there, this all might seem so crazy if you're just, you know, thinking this is just another diet, I'll give it a whirl, but
gentle
there's just
reminder.
So much more. Yep, thank you. So much more to be had. And so don't leave before the miracle happens for you. I pass.
Thank you, Darian K. from New Hampshire. Next up is Troy C. Troy, where are you calling from? And you have the floor.
Hey, this is Troy C. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm calling from Florida. I'm currently working my amends. I'm going through the ninth step. And so, you know, I absolutely regretted my past, and I tried every way that I could to shut the door on it. And the reason now that I'm beginning to no longer regret the past and I'm no longer trying to shut the door on it is I'm going out into the world and I'm approaching people that I've avoided for 15, 17, 19 years because I screwed them over. I lied about them in public. You know, I owed them money. I materially harmed these people or their reputations. And the process of, you know, writing that down, asking God for direction, and then approaching these people and saying, hey, I screwed you over. I want to make this right. I want to make restitution. I want to pay you. You know, it's a really liberating thing. And so it's wild because I read these promises in meetings for forever, but because I was never doing the ninth step, I begged and pleaded and did mental gymnastics, hoping that my work in the first three steps, the fourth step, whatever, could give me these promises. And they never did. You know, I had to call the guy I've been avoiding in my hometown for nearly decades and tell him what I did wrong and ask him how I can make restitution, ask him how I can make amends, and listen to what he said and follow through on it. This is an incredibly powerful process, just like the previous member was sharing. You know, if you're just feeling this out because you're trying to lose some weight, you know, you do you, but holy moly, does this have the potential to change lives. So I can really identify with this, and that's it. I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Troy. And next up we have Donna, followed by Yvette L., and we might not get to Terry or Jane. Sorry about that. You have the floor.
I'm Donna M., compulsive overeater from near Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And last year I had the opportunity to speak on matching calamity with serenity. And it was so, when I was deciding on what to say, looking back at situations where I had not matched calamity with peace, but I had showed up in self-willed and letting go of the shame around that and sharing on that and reflecting on how today, in a recovered state, I show up differently. And I'm grateful that someone mentioned that it is not that we will have peace and serenity, peace and a new freedom, but that we will know. And because I remember another time too last year when a situation came up and I did a step 10 and I didn't want to share it. I had so much shame and my sponsor asked, what's happening? I haven't gotten your nightly review in 2 nights. And I knew I was in trouble if I didn't share it. And I'm so grateful that the steps bring me to a new freedom and a new happiness. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna M. And Yvette L., can you please take us out? You'll be our last share today.
Oh, thank you so much. My name's Yvette L., and I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive eater in Connecticut. And part of my past in these rooms, I've been in the rooms of OA since 1992, was decades of basic non-recovery. I called it relapse, but it was really non-recovery. And I don't feel ashamed about that because I know there are a lot of people in these rooms today that have had that same experience. When I was finally willing to follow all of the instructions very clearly laid out in the big book, I experienced a new freedom. So my experience can be helpful to others that, you know, may have walked the same path. So I'm so grateful that I felt at home at that very first meeting and that I never left. So thanks for letting me share. I'll pass.
Hey, thanks, Yvette L. And Terry W., Yvette left you a minute if you want to take that. Otherwise, you can wait to second hour.
I'll pass.
All right,
thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you to everyone who shared. And please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following closing of this morning's meeting. The share ID for this morning's meeting, Tuesday, March 11th, is the 7 a.m. meeting is 22,239. And we'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Susan S.H., will you please read a vision for you for us?
Thank you. I will. This is Susan S.H. in Ohio. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.